With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. This week, we're airing interviews with candidates for statewide office in Montana. Today, we have a conversation with Libertarian Roger Roots, who has previously ran for U.S. Senate, Secretary of State, and Clerk of the State Supreme Court. Roots is now running for State Auditor. He spoke with Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates-Carney about what the Libertarian Party stands for and deregulation of the securities and insurance industries.
Roger Roots is the Libertarian candidate for State Auditor. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
For voters who aren't familiar with you and your candidacy, can you please give us a brief introduction?
Well, my name is Roger Roots. I've been a longtime Libertarian activist and a candidate previously for U.S. Senate Secretary of State twice in Montana, Clerk of the State Supreme Court last election cycle, that was 2018. And this year, I'm running for state auditor.
You mentioned all the different races you've entered into. You haven't been successful yet. What makes you want to try for the state auditor's office this time?
Well, the only reason, success for the Libertarian Party is defined differently. We frequently don't prevail in these big races, but ultimately, part of our role is educating the voters and the public about libertarianism, and we're trying to spread the message of free markets, freedom of ideas, free speech, freedom to do what you want to do with your own life without government controlling and pushing you around and bullying you. And I'm not going to pretend that I'm going to win. I don't have the money that my opponents have. We haven't had the campaign spending and the campaign ads. But I actually do think the Libertarian Party and even myself are doing better and better every few years, especially in Montana. We've done better as libertarians in Montana than the libertarian candidates in other states.
You don't expect yourself to win the state auditor's race, but you know, how do you see the libertarian ideas playing out in the state auditor position, the Commissioner of Securities and Insurance? How do you see that position playing out if it were held by a libertarian?
Well, the main thing about the state auditor's position is it is the chief state regulator of the insurance industry, securities, and of course that can be defined broadly as stocks, bonds, investments, and whatnot. In the big picture, the libertarian position on all these things is that the free market runs best when it is free, and the least heavy hand of government that can be applied, the better. So obviously I would, if elected, I would be focusing most or even maybe all of my investigations, not so much on the private sector, but on the state government itself, which is far more corrupt than any private company or any private industry. Insurance rates have gone up faster than inflation, especially if we're talking about health insurance. Faster than inflation for, I believe, four decades, virtually every single year for four decades, the health insurance rates have gone up faster than the rate of inflation. Now, why is that? Is it because of too much capitalism, or too much freedom? Nonsense. It is because of too much government. And this is obvious if you look at it. The role of government in medical care has gone up and up and up. We started with Medicare back in the 60s, then Medicaid, that applies to poor Montanans. And, you know, all these other, there are tax incentives for employers to give medical insurance. And of course, finally, we have Obamacare and the Medicaid expansion recently in Montana. Those are all driving up costs. They're not making it easier for Montanans. The medical industry needs to be deregulated and medical insurance needs to be deregulated.
You've talked about self-insurance as something that you would support. You know, how does that work? You know, for individuals, you talked about Medicaid, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. For individuals who might not be able to, you know, save the amount of money needed to be self-insured to cover their individual expenses in a health emergency happens, or if some kind of accident happens, what would happen for those people who just couldn't afford that?
Well, first of all, the market responds quickly to market signals and impulses. Right now, Montanans are actually required to sign up for insurance that they don't need. Men are required to pay premiums for health situations that only arise for women, and vice versa, by the way.
Do you have examples there?
Montanans are made to purchase insurance that is simply they do not need, and there's too much insurance. Ironically, it's most people don't look at it that way, but we are overinsured. And if we were underinsured, if we were insured less, and if people just said, you know, I'm out of this, I can't afford it anymore, you would find that the industry would respond very, very quickly. The market would respond quickly. They would quickly start packaging insurance products to reach the poorest Montanans. And so if we've unleashed the power of free markets, you would see the poorest people in the state of Montana would easily be able to afford quality medical care, and the medical industry would respond. Every industry responds when the consumer starts walking away. And until the consumer starts walking away, they won't respond. They're going to keep hiking prices.
If these kind of policies would kind of guarantee that sort of outcome, why do you think that hasn't happened yet?
Well, it has happened. Well, you look, when you ask that question, it's very interesting. The answer is, if you dial back, you know, in history, just a few decades ago, prior to Medicare in 1965, health costs were very affordable, ironically. And Medicare was pitched as this, program for seniors, especially poor seniors. And every single claim that was made at that time prior to 1965 has turned out to be untrue. You find that health costs have gone up faster than inflation. So the poor are less able to afford quality health care than they were in previous generations. And so, you know, when I hear that it hasn't worked, it did work. It did work before all these stupid regulations got into place.
You say that this isn't a race that you think you can win, and that you've kind of entered into a lot of these different campaigns over the years as a way to educate voters on the libertarian ideals. Why choose running for office as that outlet? Why not have other ways to educate people in Montana about what the Libertarian Party is, and maybe start with the election of libertarians to the state legislature?
Well, maybe I should backtrack a little bit and just say that I hope to win. I hope to win this race. It's possible. Mathematically, it is possible. We are the largest third party, and we are on the ballot in all 50 states this year. And we're growing in terms of third parties. We are by far the predominant and preeminent third party in the United States. And we are the only, I could say, anti-government party. We attack government from all angles. We oppose government expansion across every dimension. The question of why do we keep doing it? Why don't we co-opt into the Democratic Party or the Republican Party? You know, that is so interesting, because both of those parties, in my opinion, have really just betrayed the voters for years. And even, you know, the Republican Party sometimes bills itself as a limited government approach. But in practice, they never limit government when elected, either in Helena or in Washington. You don't see, even though the state of Montana has had a Republican majority in the legislature for, 25 years? I mean, decades. And yet, the costs of the state government have gone up faster than inflation during that time. Now, why is that? If the party that advocates limited government, or supposedly wins by promoting limited government, how come they keep getting elected and yet they never actually limit government? I'm like a lot of libertarian activists. I believe that someday, and it might be this year, a wind will change. The winds are going to shift so fast in America and in Montana.
Jumping in here with a quick note, Roger, World Health Organization declared the novel coronavirus outbreak a global pandemic on March 11th, 2020. President Donald Trump declared a national state of emergency due to the virus on March 13th. More than 200,000 Americans have died from the virus, including more than 200 Montanans. Okay, back to the interview.
It could be this year. And so we, the Libertarian Party, we keep plugging away, and one of these days, I believe America and the state of Montana is going to embrace much more freedom. We are getting tired of being bullied and pushed around. And I would even say that this period, 2020, has been one of probably the worst periods of government overreach in American history, with this COVID exaggeration. I sometimes call it a hoax, sometimes call it a scam. I'll say it's an exaggeration. It is a virus that probably is a danger, and it's a danger on the level of about a serious flu outbreak. But frankly, government has used this as an opportunity to expand its reach and its so-called authority over all of our lives. And I think the people of Montana are really sick of it, and I hope to see that at the ballot box this November.
Jumping in here with a quick note, the World Health Organization declared the novel coronavirus outbreak a global pandemic on March 11th, 2020. President Donald Trump declared a national state of emergency due to the virus on March 13th. More than 200,000 Americans have died from the virus, including more than 200 Montanans. Okay, back to the interview. Speak a little bit more about how you think, you know, those ideals would play out in the state auditor's office. You say maybe unlikely, but possible. You said you could win. What could Montanans expect to see out of the state auditor if you were elected? How could you put those policies you want to see in place if you were elected and, you know, possibly the only libertarian in Montana state politics that is elected?
Well, my focus would be on downsizing the office, frankly, and deregulating. I think it's overstaffed. Immediately upon being elected, I would start laying off staff. I would think about vacating the offices, even renting out some of the offices. We don't need all these regulators in Montana. Ultimately, the private sector fixes itself. The free market, if it's truly free, fixes itself. The consumer actually easily is able to navigate through lies and fraud. The consumer, if free, has total power. And by the way, the power of the consumer is much greater than the power of any company or business. When the consumer gets activated against an insurance company or against a private player in the markets, nothing can save a fraudulent or a coercive or a con artist in the market. And so what I want to do is unleash the power of the consumer.
How much of the office would you want to lay off?
I'm an extreme libertarian. I would practically lay off the entire office except myself. All right.
The state auditor's office would just be you.
And by the way, if I could, I would vacate the office, and I would operate my investigations from my car in the parking lot, and I would rent out the office to Starbucks.
What would you do all day if the state auditor's office is one person in his car? What are you doing all day?
Oh, I would listen. The corrupt officials in state government, they would not sleep a wink while I'm state auditor. They would constantly be looking over their shoulders in fear of my investigation. I can tell you that. I would turn all of my investigative power and authority on the state itself.
If the only thing that changes in this system is just the state auditor's office, the staff are laid off and there is just you in the state auditor's office, but the companies that run the insurance industry, the securities industry, they're still in place. You know, what's the impact going to be on consumers if you lay off the regulators, but then no changes are made to the industry?
Well, that's a great question. In truth, let the buyer beware is a great policy. And in truth, a fraudulent actor or a con artist in the industry isn't going to last very long. And you see that even with all the regulators we have at the federal level on Wall Street, the SEC, the Securities and Exchanges Commission, even with all that power and federal authority, you see stocks that are inflated, you see fraud and corruption. And by the way, nothing is more powerful at defeating that than the market itself and the media and news investigations that report on a given stock, and I'm not gonna name any, that might be inflated or cost too much. Remember, they're full-time stock analysts. And, you know, people, especially people of means, aren't going to just spend their money on stocks, bonds, or other investments foolishly. At least they're not going to do it twice. They might do it once. Ultimately, it's up to the consumer and the buyer. It's not up to the state government to be the police or the watchdog in these things.
The state auditor is one of five statewide elected officials that sits on the Montana Land Board, which manages state trust lands. You know, what would be some of your priorities for managing these lands if elected?
Well, there are an awful lot of state lands, and I mean, I'm not sure the total acreage, but it's massive. Ultimately, my rule would always be to maximize the efficiency of these state lands for people that want to leave, to get the best price. I mean, as much as I don't like government, I would still, when on the land board, I would always be a vote for, you know, getting the maximum amount that we can get into the state coffers from leasers, from renters or users of state lands.
Is there a function of state government that you think works well? You are running to be a publicly elected official that would be operating within the government. Do you think there is some part of government that works well?
Wow, you know, that's a good question. Is there any part of the state government that works well? Government is horrible at most things, almost everything. The only thing government is really good at is violence and damage, destroying things. So let me think. I'm actually trying to think of a state agency that works well. It depends on what you mean, what your definition of works well. Wherever the state gets involved in anything, if the state gets involved in...
Do you see a function of the state that is beneficial to the citizens that, you know, elect those officials that work in the state for them?
I certainly am a believer in the courts. I'm a believer in due process of law. And, you know, I have a legal background myself. So I believe that you have rights, and the way to assert and claim those rights is in venues and in proceedings. And so, you know, there's a limited role for that. That's maybe the one area of government. And I actually could argue that even that could be administered differently. But I certainly believe in courts and court processes.
Are there other issues that are important to your campaign or to the libertarian cause in your campaign for a state auditor that you think are important for voters to know about?
Well, we are up against a lot because we have tradition against us. Remember, it's a two-party system, everyone says. We are up against the idea that you either have Coke or Pepsi, and if it's RC or one of these lower third, you know, voters frequently, you know, they tell, I constantly have to deal with the argument that a vote for me is taking away votes for either A or B. And my response is that every voter is the owner of his own vote, all right? It is the Republicans and the Democrats that are taking away votes from Liberty, the Libertarian Party. Ultimately, I think voters need to realize that both of the big government parties have taken them down the wrong road. Government has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and their rights have been more and more diminished. Now they can't even put on an event, a rock concert, or anything without permits and applications to government. And I think ultimately, you know, we have to convince the voters, and the voters actually have to have the courage to say, you know, this isn't working for us. Let's try something else.
Roger Roots is the Libertarian candidate for state auditor. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Montana Public Radio.